Welcome to the High School Spotlight featuring Rock Ridge High School. Today's Spotlight is brought to you by Zimmerman Honda, Blackhawk Bank and Trust, and John Waugh with Country Financial Insurance in Aledo. October is a great time to buy a Honda. The 2023 Ridgeline is available at Zimmerman Honda for 0.9% for 36-month financing. How about 2023 CRVs, HRVs, Civics, Accords, Pilots, and Odysseys, all available at 3.9% financing for 48 months? Come see the sales staff at Zimmerman Honda for full information. Or maybe you're looking for a certified pre-owned vehicle. Zimmerman Honda is the spot for you with financing at 2.9%. Stop in at Zimmerman Honda in Moline to see all they have to offer and take a test drive.
Building relationships, supporting the community, and service. These are the things Country Financial stands for. This is Robin Hufstetler. We're more than just an office you may pass by as you drive through town. We're neighbors who lend a helping hand and support the fabric of our community, including charitable organizations, sports, financial education, and civic organizations. Since we're already neighbors, let's get together and chat. Give me a call at the John Waugh Country Financial Office in Aledo today at 309-582-3455. We'll talk about the things that are important to you and how we can help you protect them.
Have you heard? Blackhawk Bank and Trust has 4 checking account options, plus a money market account, all created with you in mind. Find the benefits of choosing the chief through essential checking, cash rewards checking, interest checking, relationship checking, or a relationship money market account. Most accounts offer you the chance to select how you earn rewards or interest. They're flexible, they're unique, and they offer great perks. Stop in and open your new account today. Blackhawk Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
Welcome into the High School Sports Spotlight this week, shining on Rock Ridge High School. We're talking with Rock Ridge senior basketball player TJ Wilson. Rockets off to a 4-0 start after going 4-0 at the Geneseo Thanksgiving Tournament. Now, TJ, for you, you had a really big night against Rock Falls. Scored 23 points, 15 of which coming in the second half to kind of will the Rockets to a win in a game you trailed by 4 in the fourth quarter. So can we start by talking a little bit about your performance on in that matchup with Rock Falls? What was working for you, you think, and what allowed you to have such a big night?
I was just doing what my team needed me to do. I mean, they didn't really have a big. I just had to go to work.
So when we talked with Coach Harris post-game after that game with Rock Falls, he said, you know, we asked TJ to do something that he probably has really never been asked to do before, you know, like basically putting – you know, your teammates on your back and carrying you to a win against a really good team. So how do you think Rock Ridge doesn't a lot of times go inside out like they did with you? So how do you think that kind of went with that style of play for you against Rock Falls?
I mean, I felt like that's probably our best chance of winning this year. I mean, throwing the ball into me, throwing it out to Caleb, Bull, Carson, Wheatley, heck, even Balin. Inside out looks are great.
All right, looking at, you know, this Rock Ridge team, obviously high expectations again this season off to a 4-0 start. When you look at kind of the week as a whole in Geneseo, what did you think of the performance your team put on the floor going 4-0?
I mean, I felt like we could have done a lot better. We've watched a lot of film, seen our mistakes. We definitely have some stuff to work on.
So when you look at kind of how the season is going to play out for you, obviously we touched on it earlier, high expectations, 5, you know, really good players back, 4 starters from a year ago, 5 of your top 6. So when you kind of look down the line at this 2023-24 season, we talked about it, you know, earlier in the season with both Landon Bull and then Coach Harris too. You got a preseason number one ranking. I'm sure right now you don't really put a whole lot of stock into that. But what do the expectations look like for this program, you think, moving forward, if you can kind of hit your peak later in the season?
I feel like we can do a lot of great things. And I'd rather have that peak come later in the season so we don't hit it too early and start relaxing.
Well, is there anything you're looking forward to this season specifically? I know the schedule you're playing is really challenging. There's a couple of really, I think, fun matchups, you know, both before Christmas and then into the new year too. So, you know, when you look down the line, is there any specific, you know, games? There's a few really marquee matchups in the state you're going to be playing in this season. What kind of sticks out in your schedule, you think, if there's anything that you're excited for right now?
Oh, yeah, I'm really excited for Moline. Know some of the guys on that team. Good team. I'm excited for Rocky, too. The Lamont family's been going at it all year. That'll be a fun matchup for some of our guys. I'm really looking forward to Bloomington Central, though. Get that loss back from state last year. See if we can do it.
And two, you know, another thing we talk about with Rock Ridge, obviously a new head coach this year with Jordan Harris taking over. How has that transition went for you? I know a lot of you guys have background with him with your play on the AAU circuit. So how is the transition going from Coach Say to Coach Harris so far, you think?
I feel like it's been going pretty well. I mean, we've been doing the same stuff, putting in the same work.
And when you two want to talk about this Rock Ridge boys basketball program, there's been obviously a lot of success over the past 10 or so years, multiple trips to state, I think four trips to the state tournament in the past eight full seasons, back-to-back fourth place finishes. So for you being a part of this program now into your senior year, what do you think allows the program to have such success, you know, year over year? Now this is the third head coach the program has had in that span, but still a lot of success. So what do you think some of the key ingredients are for the success this program has been on?
I think it's just truly discipline. I mean, we practice every Saturday, and Fridays that we don't have games, we'll be practicing in the gym. We'll be watching film all the time. It really just comes down to discipline.
All right, that's Rock Ridge senior TJ Wilson joining us. The Rockets off to a 4-0 start in boys basketball in 2023-24. TJ, nice going last week in Geneseo. And good luck the rest of the season. We'll see you around.
Thank you.
And I'm Ty Taylor on WRMJ.